Well, hello and good day, everyone. It's McCorgan here, or Sip the Mac, and this is my audio boo for Octava, the 21st, I believe, running a wee bit behind. And so today's theme, as it were, is where do you favour buying your music? Okay, so most of you will already know that my favourite place is Car Boot Sales. Car Booties. Yes, over the years I've picked up some brilliant stuff, absolutely great music. And I've also sold stuff, so that's nothing to do with buying, but it's good to get rid of stuff sometimes. The other place that I love to buy my music is charity shops. Now, the problem here is charity shops used to be a great place to buy your music, but now these charity shops are more funded and financed and organised now. Now what happens is that prices have to go up, and now you invariably find that you cannot buy good quality vinyl records at a reasonable price now. The charity shop, even CDs now, charity shops have got their music way up. £1.99 for a CD I can buy for 50 pence at a car boot sale. Gives you an indication of how things are going, and hence the reason that a lot of charity shops are now sitting with wagon loads of music in vinyl or CD that they cannot get rid of simply because they got it all wrong. Car Boots is the place to go. A lot of times at Car Boots, people will sell them CDs for 50 pence or 5 for £2, things like that. Great bargains. Sometimes you might even get a box load, and I've picked up many as a bargain, of course, at the Car Boots. Some other places I buy music are street musicians. As I said before, we go into Glasgow quite a lot, and invariably there are buskers or groups of bands or something playing. And if I really like them, I will actually go and buy them. And that's how I came across a group called Clanadonia, a Scottish group. They look like they just run straight out of the mountains, not in dress tartans, I hasten to add, but in what would actually be worn at that time. They're a brilliant group. I may actually play a little bit of Clanadonia in another audio boot. And so I will actually purchase from the street musicians if I really like them, and then you're doing it directly, you're giving them a wee bonus, etc, etc. The other place to buy my music is secondhand music stores. There's one in Edinburgh called Vinyl Villains, which is well established, well renowned, and it's down Leith Walk. It's been there for years and years and years, and stuff in there is amazing. But my favourite place, actually, if I am up that area in Dundee, is Groucho's. And Groucho's is another secondhand store, but it's just fun to be in there. I could spend hours, but unfortunately my wife doesn't like that, so I kind of get dragged out after an hour or so. So special events, that's another place. When church fairs, church fetes, whatever, coffee mornings. And in fact, recently, and I mean just the other day there, the Cats Protection League had a buy sale, as it were, in the local British Legion Hall. And they had boxes of records. I had to resist. I just grabbed a handful. But the thing with this was that they had really good stuff, not your usual trash. There were obviously bad stuff. But I came away with 18 vinyl records for £15. Now, I'll tell you now, I had a double album, War of the Worlds, Jeff Wayne, but it's not in great condition, it's just in good condition, so that'll go. Moved on, Good Morning America, big hits from American groups, Steely Dan, Pretzel, Logic, I was trying to see the last word on that there, I can't remember. I was quite happy to get that, and when I got it home, I looked at it, it's not in great condition. I don't think it'll clean up very well. And 10cc, the original soundtrack, which is in good condition, but not in fantastic condition. But the good news is, Laughter and Tears by Neil Sedaka, excellent condition. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, brilliant condition. Don McLean, American Pie, again, great condition. And Forna, Four, Waiting for a Girl Like You, is a head title track on that, brilliant condition. Dire Straits Come Unique, I've got two now. 10cc Greatest Hits, still I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of that one. It's a brilliant, bizarre, graphical, coloured cover art on it. And it's still in the original sleeve, the outer sleeve. Great stuff. America's Greatest Hits and the Eagles, The Long Run, still in its cellophane. Never been played. I doubt it's ever been played in its puff, its life. And then I have double albums, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John, and that is in very good condition. Jesus Christ Superstar double album, it's in brilliant condition. I haven't really looked at who it's been performed by, but that doesn't matter. Bruce Springsteen, The River, double album, in first class condition. And then we have FM, original movie soundtracks from the film FM, including Boston and Doobie Brothers, Jimmy Buffett, The Eagles, Don Fogerberg, all those kind of artists out of the film. I'm looking forward to listening to that one, actually. And then the Bee Gees' Greatest Hits, another double album, and in its cellophane outdoor wrapper. And I don't think that's been played. So for £15, who could argue about that? That is brilliant. So I guess you get to, the way I like to shop is Cat Boots and these special wee events. It's amazing what turns up at Coffee Mornings and the Cats Protection League. Someone, I think it was Stefano, mentioned buying off iTunes. I don't buy off iTunes now if I can avoid it, simply because they're locked. You can't transfer them. It's real hassle. iTunes is a pain anyway. And buying music from them just locks it up even worse whenever. So if I'm going to buy a track, I'll download it, pay for it through Amazon, for example. So I think that's about it. Isn't that enough? How I buy records. I may just play a wee track. We'll see what happens at the end of this. Okay, folks, this is interesting stuff, hearing what others are listening to and hearing where they buy their stuff. And, of course, hearing the odd snippet of track that they've managed to acquire from whatever source. Brilliant stuff. Bye for now. But wait, I've decided to play your track after all, and I'm going to play you Horace from the Electric Light Orchestra, from that very record I purchased at the Cats Protection League. Great quality. I hope it comes across as such, and it's such an unusual record, it's fun to play.
Late again today, he'd be in trouble, though he'd say he was sorry. He'd have to hurry out to the bus
Tuesday.
Horace, what's so sad? He'd never had a girl that he could care for. And if it was late once more, he'd be out. Uh-oh.
Don't be afraid, just knock on the door. Well, he just stood there mumbling and fumbling. Then a voice from above said,
Horace, Rich, this is your life. Now all that fight, there's a new wife.
She was small and she was very pretty. He thought he was in love. He was afraid. Uh-oh. Asked her for a date. The cafe down the street tomorrow evening. His head was reeling when she said yes.
Don't be afraid, just knock on the door. Well, he just stood there mumbling and fumbling. Then a voice from above said,
Harry Swift, this is your life. Go out and fight yourself away. Make a stand, be a man, and you will have a great life.
life.